This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Jason Thiel. Welcome to the Downtown Winston-Salem Podcast. I'm here today with Aubrey Linville, and he's with Linville Team Partners. And I am honored to have him on our Downtown Podcast. Welcome, Aubrey.
Thank you, Jason. I'm honored to be here as well.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Aubrey. Tell us where you you grew up and where you've been in your life.
Sure. I was born in Silver Springs, Maryland. So I spent the first few years of my life in Washington, D.C. Moved to Winston-Salem when I was in the fourth grade. I consider myself born and bred Winston-Salem person, but I've been here ever since, loved every minute of it. I sort of put my former life behind me as soon as my feet hit the ground here in North Carolina. Fell in love with a group of friends and a bunch of families. It's just a great place to be. I grew up on Runnymede Road, which is known for the azaleas and the creek running through it. Right there, close to where the railroad bridge is at Wiley and Reynolds and the Hawthorne intersection. But I graduated from R.J. Reynolds and then graduated from NC State, moved back to Winston-Salem as soon as I graduated and got married. Been married for 20 years. I have two kids. We now live off of Country Club Road. It's funny to be, so involved in what's going on downtown. It was my stomping ground as a child. It was kind of my neighborhood. If you know, think about it, its proximity to Runnymede Road. And as young as fifth and sixth grade, that's where I would ride my bicycle to after school or on the weekends.
What kind of things would you see downtown when you got down there?
You know, thinking about that, Jason, leading up to this podcast, the conversation of what we may talk about. Oddly, I've been driving downtown pretty much every day just to kind of put my eyes on what's going on throughout the CBD. And it looks a lot like it did when I was a kid. There's just not many people downtown right now. It's a sad state. But, there's not as much plywood on the windows. And there's signs of life downtown now, whereas as a kid, I would ride my bike downtown. There really, other than when the Stevens Center had performances going on, Rec Billiards across the street was a hub of activity on 4th Street. Outside of that, it was people coming and going from the bank office buildings downtown and some of the R.J. Reynolds production facilities at the time that were there. But it was definitely an interesting time then, and much more so an interesting time now, and I consider it truly an honor and a privilege to be involved in the rebirth of our downtown. It's a once in a multi-generational opportunity to witness something like this happening, and for it to be my hometown is just something I'm really proud of.
Well, that's great, Aubrey. I think, one of the things that we're taping this on Tuesday, April 7th, around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right in the middle of the governor's stay-at-home orders. And, we've both probably been downtown. I've been downtown frequently every day. Interacting with different folks, mostly by way of cell phone. And, it's a tough time for downtown. And a lot of times I talk to my peers in other parts of the city and, it's just something that we're going to have to just get through every single day. And that's just something I'm committed to. And I share that only as a kind of here's where we are right now and to recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. I know everybody that's listening to this has heard it a million different ways and a million different times, but unprecedented times. And, my heart goes out to everybody across the country, across the world, but particularly here in Winston-Salem and downtown, something I'm just so passionate about. And, it hurts to see us in the state that we're in now, but you know, everything that so many people have worked so hard to get to the point to where it was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, so many people that have invested, our clients, the tenants that have invested in opening restaurants, moving their businesses downtown, opening retail stores, property owners. I mean, it's just a tough state for everyone at the moment. I do believe that, I know we're all going to get through this. We're all in it together. We're a resourceful bunch of folks. We will get through this, and we'll come out the other side of this stronger. You know, I think something that's really interesting about Winston-Salem that is not, that is somewhat unique to Winston-Salem is that people are very emotionally invested in our downtown. And people are just very passionate about seeing it come to life. They're going to be just as emotionally invested and passionate about bringing it back to life. You know, when it comes time to turn the engine back on and to flip the light switch, downtown may look a little different than it does today. You know, we're probably going to lose some businesses, but some businesses will thrive on the back end of this, and you know, we'll all be there for each other. And I truly believe that all the money that's being pumped into the economy, people are going to be excited about coming back downtown and spending their money supporting the retailers and coming back to work. I can't wait to get back to work, coming downtown and being part of the energy that I witnessed, you know, in normal times every day coming to work.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things about urban places is that, and just the difference in going to work, maybe let's say in a office park in a, which is a great place if you're a suburban campus, and I understand that. I'm not in any way belittling that, but I love the idea of having multiple choices, walking on foot, and being with a lot of other people who you don't know, and then knowing a lot of people, just seeing people. I think it's part of our human nature and the best part of urbanism.
I agree. Yeah, that's what I enjoy about downtown the most coming to work is, you know, seeing new people, seeing the same people, enjoying all the different restaurants. It's just got an energy about it that you don't find in many places.
Yeah, I've been trying to order out frequently, and we've been keeping a little plug for our website at downtownws.com, a listing of all the businesses that are providing either delivery to go or having gift certificates or some other service by appointment. And so if any business is listening to this and they'd like to be listed on our directory, or if you're a independent person and you are somebody who wants a service, there's a lot of great ways to go out and pick up to-go food. And it's all very appropriate in the way that it makes you, it's very coronavirus friendly. They will bring it out to you, and, or it's just very simple. And so I think a lot of the to-go business, you know, they've been working on trying to keep that business flowing, and we're trying to help them.
Yeah. I think that's important that, you know, anybody listening here, if you're able to continue to support a downtown small business through buying gift cards or, you know, Mission Pizza, buying their t-shirts, getting carry out, take out, delivery, whatever it is you can do to help these folks maintain is going to be critical through these next, hopefully just a couple weeks.
Hey, just a quick break. Don't skip ahead, because if you like this show, then we want you to support those that make the Triad Podcast Network possible. And all of our podcasts are presented by The Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge that you can also hear as our experts right here on the Triad Podcast Network. They provide evaluations to list and market homes for this spring season. And with the new reality we're all facing from the coronavirus pandemic, The Ginther Group has implemented strategies to adapt a virtual process. So if you're thinking of buying or selling a home in our community, just have a conversation with the Ginther Group and learn how they can help. Call them at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. G-I-N-T-H-E-R, theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
Aubrey, if you don't mind, share a little bit about your business, its location downtown, and some of the things that your company is involved in right now.
Sure. You know, something that, you know, a comment that I use a lot, Jason, of talking with clients, friends, family, anybody who will listen, I feel like I'm just always burning people's ears about downtown and how great of a place it is to be and how great of a place Winston-Salem is to live or work. But the dominoes have started to fall. You know, I think for so many years, we were kind of like, all right, you know, have the dominoes fall? Are we past the tipping point? Are we, you know, downtown? Is it real? Is it sustainable? And yes, very real, very sustainable. The dominoes, the chips have definitely started to fall. There's an incredible amount of new projects in the pipeline. Many that folks know about and many that folks may not know about, which is probably the most interesting piece of my job, is being on the front lines of many of those projects and being in the know of what's happening downtown. But, you know, as you stroll or drive south of Business 40, there's some really cool things going on there. You know, now that the Business 40 is reopened and the bridges have reopened, it looks totally new and cool. And we're starting to see some investors and developers gaining more interest in that area. And I think we'll see a lot of things changing between even south of the Gateway all the way up to Business 40. You know, some exciting projects that are going on downtown, including a lot of what Simon Burgess is working on, Collidium. You know, I don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm just kind of hitting on some of the high notes. All the new hotels are very exciting. You know, it'll be interesting to see how all that looks on the backside of this coronavirus pandemic. But a lot going on in the Innovation Quarter. There's a lot going on in Industry Hill. As a matter of fact, the Brunson relocation project is going before the Winston-Salem Forsyth County Board tonight in their public session to be voted on. And I think that could be the catalyst for, or I know that will be the catalyst for an incredible amount of new investment and growth in the Industry Hill Northern Downtown submarket. But it's just it's going to be really cool to see people rallying around downtown, excited about investing downtown, and the opportunities that will present themselves on the backside of this coronavirus.
You know, one of the things that I think people, you know, they've noticed a tremendous amount of residential growth, and I was counting the number of housing units that have been built just in the last couple of years. And it's a remarkable amount. You know, we're closing in on 4,000 total housing units in the core of downtown. There is a lot of people living downtown, and just those folks alone drive a lot of demand for services, restaurants, and retail, not counting the visitors. So we've come a long way. When I first came to Winston-Salem, I remember it was before Recreation Billiards had been reopened and Mellow Mushroom had not opened yet. And we used to have our Saturday night concerts, our Friday night concerts, sorry. We had 18 weeks in a row, and we would start in late May and end up in early September. And we would close 4th Street right there in front of the Lowy Building by between Spruce and Poplar at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, what was that called? Friday night jazz? Or
Yeah. And it would, so it's, you know, that's amazing that you would close it that many weeks. And, you know, that just wouldn't be possible today. And that's, people generally, you know, they find that unbelievable. I'm like, you know, it wasn't that long ago.
It really wasn't. I mean, it's incredible to think that I don't know the exact year, but it was probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that 525 Vine and the Innovation Quarter still had plywood on the windows.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember being just overwhelmed with you know, curiosity, and just was so happy when the team committed to doing Plant 64, because at the time that was the largest housing project in the history of the city. And I just, you know, never perceived that that wouldn't be a positive, but it was just so awesome to have Chris Harrison and his development team do it and to take it on and for it to be successful. And it, you know, the same thing with the Reynolds building, with the Kempton Hotel and the residences there, just some really massive projects. And you see that with Front Street Capital's project and the Innovation Quarter and all of the projects, such as the Twin City Corridor and or the Twin City condominiums and the ground floor development there, and a lot of other things that have shaped. And so I think right now you see construction of the huge county courthouse that's going to be built. So there's a lot of, you know, things that have happened, and, you know, we're just going to have to just take it day by day and get after it every single day as hard as we can to get our downtown back to where we want it to be, and even strive higher and raise the bar and just keep going.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame that this coronavirus, the timing of it, it was right when Business 40 opened. You know, you talk to retailers and office users, investors, developers, whatever it is downtown, and so many people have been waiting on that moment for so long to sort of reinvigorate, particularly the restaurants, bring people in from the suburbs and from further the suburbs downtown on at night to eat dinner, on the weekends to enjoy different, you know, cultural events that are happening throughout downtown. And then boom, we get hit with this. So I really feel like it could potentially be a slingshot effect on the backside of this, assuming it ends sooner than later. And the stay at home order is not extended another 30 or 60 days. The weather is going to be beautiful. I think we're going to see people back out on the streets, using the scooters, using the bikes, the bike share program. It'll be really exciting to see that happen. And I tell you, it can't happen soon enough.
No. So Aubrey, I've seen, your, Facebook post and a lot of your really incredibly informative, things coming out of your office about different topics that are helpful to people. And one of the things I just wanted to share with you is I saw one of the Facebook posts was about relationships with the landlord and how the landlord, you know, the landlord wants their tenants to stay and they want to work with you. But I thought, if you wouldn't mind elaborating on just the message that you guys were sharing there and any other information.
Yeah. Well, 3 weeks ago, when all this started to happen here in the United States, I actually was in Orlando, Florida, and Disney World was shut down. Universal Studios, SeaWorld was all shut down while I was there. We decided to do our part. We felt like it was our social responsibility to close our office and everyone work from home. We're in a pretty easy business to do that. We're paperless. We can all work remote. So we all have been working from our homes, and I've been encouraging everyone in our office just to make calls, talk to people, learn everything you can about the different situations people are in, learn about people's pain points, try and gain some optimism from folks and what they're seeing, and talk to tenants, talk to landlords, talk to building owners, investors, developers, whoever it may be, and spread the information that you're learning. And so we sort of took that concept to our social media outlets. So, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, our blog is where we're hosting most of this information. That is just a great resource. So we've sort of compiled all this information in a way that we think is pretty easy for people to understand. There's loads of information out there regarding SBA loans, EIDL loans, and what to do if you're a tenant, what to do if you're a landlord, developer, investor, whatever it is. But I will tell you, the one thing that is critical for tenants in a time like we're in now, which again is unprecedented and we're all learning on the fly. But the best thing a tenant can do is to open the line of communication with their landlord, is in, open it as wide as you can possibly open it. Be honest with them, let them know about what your plans are when you shut down, what your plans are during shutdown. It's times like right now where you can build lifelong relationships between tenants and landlords. And landlords don't want their spaces empty on the back end of this, and tenants don't want to go out of business. So what can we do to work together to make the best possible outcome for both parties in this? Tenants have got to pay their rent in a normal situation. Landlords have got to pay their mortgage in a certain situation. So if you're a retailer downtown, particularly if you're a restaurant, you know you've got to be closed and you've got a lot of staff, apply for this SBA loan. If you haven't already done it, reach out to your banker. Get it done as quickly as you possibly can. We're starting to hear about folks getting approved through this SBA loan program, hearing that it's easier than they thought it was going to be. Folks are getting approved quicker than they thought they would. But I'm also hearing from a lot of people that have said they haven't filled out the application yet, but they're planning to today or tomorrow. So don't wait. If you're a tenant, do not wait. Fill it out. Get all the information together. It's going to be tedious. Get it together because it could be the difference between making it or not. This is a great time as a tenant to pull your lease out also and review it. A lot of folks sign a lease and then they just kind of put it to the side and forget about it and know that, oh, I signed a 5-year lease, you know, I'll deal with it 5 years from now. But this is a really good time to pull your lease out, review it, and look at what the different pieces of your lease are so that you understand it. Some folks have got leases that are going to renew. You may have a lease that has a dark clause in it. If you go dark, you could potentially be in default. I can't imagine any landlords putting someone into default for being dark, particularly under the stay-at-home order. But it's just a good time to review your lease and think about what the next 6 months, 2 years, 5 years look like for you and your space. If you're a landlord, particularly if you've got retail restaurant space, especially downtown, now is a good time to be talking to your lender, talking about what you can do with your loan. Maybe you can convince your lender to allow you to move your loan to an interest-only situation so you can pass some of that savings on to your tenant who may not be able to pay you. Maybe you can flip your – you have a 30, 60, 90-day principal and interest deferment period to where you tack it on to the back end of your loan. And hopefully you can pass those savings along to your tenant. It's a critical time for tenants to maintain working capital to the best of their ability and to maintain their basic business functions to the best of their ability, so that once this stay-at-home order is lifted and we're beyond this coronavirus, those businesses can afford to open back up.
Yeah, that's really great. I wanted to share with people that I've been talking to people, and if they want to call me, they can call me at 336-354-1500, and they can talk to me if they want to get general help or guidance or any pointed in the right direction with any of the programs. I've been talking to a lot of people. I will tell you, with the PPP, if getting to an approved SBA lender, pretty much any bank, and just getting in there and just forcing your way into the door, having that completed application, there's a online sample application that you can look at. And I heard that, you know, they are having massive applications and some people are getting through, some people are processing them. I've even heard that the federal government is working with Amazon to try to streamline their software. But, if that is a confusion to you, feel free to give me a call at 336-354-1500. And then finally, Aubrey, from the perspective of downtown, changing gears a little bit, what do you think some of your favorite events are downtown and some of your favorite things to do in downtown Winston-Salem?
Well, I enjoy all of downtown Winston-Salem, and I used to live in the Louisville Clemens area, but have recently moved closer to downtown at Country Club Road, and we've been able to frequent downtown more often. But I love lunch or dinner. Eating outside has been great. Love all the breweries and bars, obviously. The Coal Pit, Cugino Forno, Incendiary, everything down there has been great. I will tell you my favorite event of the year is the Gears and Guitar. I'm just a music guy. I love being outside. I love live music and cold beer. That's a great place to do it downtown Winston-Salem.
Yeah, it really is great. And it, I really thank you and so much for being a part of our downtown podcast. We've interviewed so many great people throughout the time, and you're certainly one of them. You and your entire team contribute so much. We have a great commercial brokerage community downtown, and I know I need to get out and interview some of the other great commercial brokers in downtown as well. And thank you so much for your investment in downtown and for your commitment and for everything that you do, Aubrey.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for everything that you guys do with the Downtown Partnership. Proud to be a board member there, and anything we can do to help move downtown forward, I'm all about it. My contact information is pretty easy to find on our website, ltpcommercial.com. I'm a phone call or an email away, and love to roll up my sleeves and do whatever I can to help folks work our way out of this and continue to move forward.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Thank you, Jason. Take care.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.